tell you a secret from the bottom of my heart. Then you must hear this promise that I'll make here from the start. There will be no strings to pull from you, 'cause I'm just being me. There will be no strings to pull, because the truth will set you free. Because the truth will set you free.
With Mike Damon.
Hi, hello, welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. Today, Friday, 1st January 2016, it's the new year, and we're all hoping to be happy. Well, seriously, I hope this becomes a reality for us as we anticipate good things from the rest of the days and months ahead. So I therefore urge everyone to create their own realities and look for possible ways to better their lives as human beings and focus more on doing good things. We should also know that, you know, the key to real happiness is positivity always. Okay, enough of my philosophical rant. Let's move right into, you know, what we have for the week. On this week's episode, we're going to join up with a young Nigerian man here on the podcast, who's of course going to tell us a painful story about his struggle at home with his family as they came to find out, you know, and discover about his sexual orientation. To continue with this conversation, let's go find out, you know, how you can support the show. Very important, as of course No Strings really depends on your support to grow. No Strings will be back shortly. Just stay there. I'll be back.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership and support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I'm Mike Damon. Yes, on this week's episode, we are going to hear from a young Nigerian university student who shared with us a very painful story about how he was cursed, beaten, neglected, and finally disowned by his family and now lives under the care of a stranger who is now taking care of his university education. And for the purpose of this show and to protect his identity, we have chosen to call him Victor. So now let's turn to him. Victor, please, can you tell us about, you know, what growing up was like for you, your position in the family, and about life for you back then in general, please?
Yeah, well, growing up for me was just fine, though. But when I came to realize my sexual orientation was different. I felt really perfect. I felt scared. So growing up with me was more fear. It was obvious I was different from a lot of people. People call me like a woman rapper. People call me a lot of names. So growing up was really, really more of the fear for me. I grew up in fear. With a lot of confusion, was going on at home, with relation to my sexual orientation. So in general, I would say I have a person growing up, obviously, it's not bad either.
Okay, you mentioned that your mom is aware of your sexual orientation. When this actually happened, how did she take it? I mean, did things change back at home? And if yes, you know, how? Please, can you share with us?
I would say she took it like every normal African woman would take it. I would say she took it to the extra mouth. She took it very bad. She cried for days. She called me names like, and she cried. flagship of the family, a disgrace. She said I should disown her just as she has disowned me. She said she doesn't want her to do with me again. She removed her hands from my welfare, my education, and everything. And she warned all my siblings not to ever have anything to do with me again. So, that's how my mom took it. Well, yeah.
So, Victor, can you please tell us, where is your dad? You know, what's his role in all this? Please tell us.
Yeah, I lost my dad in 2006.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry. Sad, really sad. I'm so sorry, Victor, for that. So how about other members of your family? You know, are they also aware? And what was their reaction upon finding out, you know, that you're gay?
My siblings turned to my enemies on that night. Especially my brothers, my sisters tried them to be understanding, but they had the youngest in the house. So they were confused because my mom had given instruction on what it has to do with me. But then being nice to them, they like me as their brother. But even if they were stuck to me, they are scared not for my mom not to see them talking to me, or for my elder brother not to see them talking to me. My elder brother all of a sudden became a monster. My younger brother all of a sudden started calling me different names and intentionally getting on my nerves. Like stealing my phone, stealing my shoes, because you know if I should talk, I can't actually do anything because my mom will definitely back them up.
Okay, so sad, really sad. What's your relationship like with them currently?
So my relationship with them presently is just on a more of the distant kind of relationship. I see them more on a blue moon, and when I see them, nothing, no emotion, no feelings, no family bond between us. So, yeah, my members of my family, my sister, I have a sister and two brothers. My younger sisters, they're still cool, at least they want to have a chat to me once in a while. My brother and I, since then, we've been best of enemies. My brother's there. So, he doesn't just want to satisfy me. Remember the time he told me that if I should see any water that he dropped, that I should better not drink it. He has chosen to kill me severely. He has physically assaulted me severely. He has inflicted a lot of injuries on me, a lot. I have a scar on my hand, on my head, thanks to him.
That's quite terrible. You also mentioned that your family abandoned you, you know, after they found out. So, how did you take this?
I thought it's in good faith. At the point, I felt like I'm holding everything, questioned God severely. At the point, I took a lot of pills just to kill myself, which didn't work, thanks to my neighbor who came to save me and my sister. At the point, I left the house, thinking when I come back, everything changed. I was frustrated, I was depressed because my education stopped. I had to start fending for myself. I had to start doing all jobs just to survive. So at that point, it was really, really crazy for me because things were not just working. So I just felt, okay, I guess there'll be a better place in death. I felt this was just the better way for me to end everything.
I feel extremely terrible right now. I'm very, very sorry, you know, Victor, for all that you had to go through. So, you're in school, I understand. So, who is assisting you currently? And is this person, you know, aware of your sexual orientation? And if yes, how is he or she actually dealing with everything? I mean, with it?
Well, during the dark moments of my life, if I met a woman just like that from God knows where, I call her my godmother actually. I was actually running a program in church. So she was actually in the same study group with me. Like a library where I used to read.
Okay.
So that was where I met her. And yeah, she was there. I opened up everything to her because at that point, I just had to. She gave me the reasons to companion. I would not be scared of being judged.
Mm.
Yeah, so she's a real speciality. She's okay with it because she's a school. She grew up in England. And she's saying it's not as if she's in total support of it. But she understood the fact that this is not a choice that I've made. So she's cool with me. She loves me more than any other thing in the world. So she doesn't have a child of her own. So she calls me her son, her adopted son.
Okay. Victor, so happy for you. Do you wish that things were, you know, a bit different for you? Yeah, and if yes, then please, can you just point out, you know, a few of them?
Yes, I really wish things were different. I really wish I still have a family on my own. I really wish my mom would understand the fact that it's not a choice I made. I was born this way. I really wish my brothers and I was to be cool. I really wish I can have a family I would go back to after school. I really wish I can have a brother to talk to. I really wish I could have a mother to call mine presently. I really wish my dad was alive because I would have opened up to him because he was my best friend. And I think he would have understood better. In general, I really wish things were changed regarding my family, because the way they took it was devastated. So I'm destroying my relationship with them. So basically, I really wish everything were different.
Okay, so have you ever tried to change, and what things, you know, did you do, and what was their, you know, entire result and outcome?
Certainly, I've really tried to change. I've tried closing down all the social network. I've tried being mean to people, to other gay guys. I've tried shutting up myself from the world. I've gone about it, but I just found out that the more I try to change, the more frustrated and depressed I find myself.
Okay, what is your current look in life?
Yeah, my current look in life is, I really think life is just a mystery. Because basically, relating to my sexuality, this is something I don't even understand. I'm like, keep asking myself, okay, I have two brothers, why me, why not them? Why am I bigger than my dad? So, my looking at life is, basically, I'm looking at life as, it's not fair, but at the same time, presently, I'm looking at life like, oh yeah, life is really much to make out of it. Irrespective of your sexuality, your race, irrespective of your color, irrespective of whatever past or challenges, they see hope at the end of the tunnel. With God by his side, we can be really, really the people that be that which you want to be. Thank you.
Okay, finally, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you, Victor, for sharing your story on here, as I am sure your story will serve as a source of inspiration to many. And yes, of course, the show always ends, but we take on conversations to our Twitter page and on our Facebook official page. You can find us on Twitter using twitter.com/NSPodcast1 and facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast. Also send all your emails to info@NoStringsPodcast.com. And yes, just to let you in, you can find my personal page by using facebook.com/DamonOfficial. Hope to join you there. Until next week. Bye-bye.